Harper Audio presents What to Read and Why by Francine Prose, read by Allison Johnson. Introduction. Reading is among the most private, the most solitary things that we can do. A book is a kind of refuge to which we can go for the assurance that, as long as we are reading, we can leave the worries and cares of our everyday lives behind us and enter, however briefly, another reality, populated by other lives, a world distant in time and place from our own, or else reflective of the present moment in ways that may help us see that moment more clearly. Anyone who reads can choose to enter or not enter the portal that admits us to the invented or observed world that the author has created. I've often thought that one reason I became such an early and passionate reader was that when I was a child, reading was a way of creating a bubble I could inhabit, a dream world at once separate from and part of the real one. I was fortunate enough to grow up in a kind, loving family. But like most children, I think I wanted to maintain a certain distance from my parents, a buffer zone between myself and the adults. It was helpful that my parents liked the fact that I was a reader, that they approved of and encouraged my secret means of transportation out of the daily reality in which I lived together with them and into the parallel reality that books offered. I was only pretending to be a little girl growing up in Brooklyn, when in fact...